Kathleen, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
Thanks for letting me call you so early in the morning.
No problem. When I've been watching the royal wedding.
You know, Brittany got up early to do that. And I can't say anything about it, Kathleen, because I stayed up late watching the NFL draft. So it is what it is.
It is.
Wanted to get your take on the story that you wrote today regarding the cuts with the Lansing School District. They've cut two top administrators. Talk about that story.
Well, this is kind of the end of a process that started a couple of months ago when some members of the board, but not all of them, requested a legal opinion regarding whether they could terminate some contracts with these administrators that had been signed by Dr. Wallace. And who, of course, is the superintendent. And that was controversial at the time because the board was not agreed on this action. You know, they did not have a vote on it. It just kind of, they had a vote to get a legal opinion, but they had not voted to move forward. And they did move forward. And this is something, obviously, the district has a $25 million budget deficit, and they need to do something to trim the budget. But I don't think that there was a disagreement that maybe there should be fewer people, but there was disagreement over the way that this was done.
So was this a power play, or was this done to cut costs?
You know, I think it's probably a little bit of both. I think, you know, I mean, when you look at it, the two people who were cut, their salaries amount to and benefits amount to about $250,000, and they have a $25 million deficit that they're looking at. So obviously this is not the panacea for the deficit. So you know, I mean, I think you have to kind of say what else is behind this here.
Kathleen, in the dialogue that we've had with many people involved in this, what's been going on with the school board, with T.C. Wallace, with the cuts that need to be made to balance this budget, when you compile everything, it seems like there is some dysfunction with the working relationship between administrative and school board officials. They're not on the same page. They're airing out their dirty laundry. It almost seems like it's a na-na-na-na kind of situation instead of a professional working environment where there is the possibility that an emergency financial manager could be brought in because they're more than $20 million in the hole.
Correct. And they have about 6 weeks to get their budget balanced. And part of the budget balancing, of a large part of that, about $12 million, depends on winning concessions in wages and benefits from the district's employees. They have about 2,000 people that work for the district. And that's not an easy thing to do fast. So they definitely have their work cut out for them over the next 6 weeks.
Kathleen, you've been around for quite a while. You've seen this environment. But tell me, are you worried? Are you concerned?
Well, I think that the emergency financial manager process, there are steps where a school district can submit a deficit budget, which includes kind of a look forward for a couple of years showing how they are going to rectify that in the future. And so there are steps that can be taken to fix these issues prior to an emergency financial manager. But certainly, if what is happening, you know, if there's kind of a little power thing going on between the board and the superintendent, one sure way for everyone to lose power is to have an emergency financial manager brought in.
Is T.C. Wallace going to survive this? Is he going to want to survive this?
Well, I have asked board members whether they would prefer to have, you know, I said, are you trying to get rid of Dr. Wallace? And the answer was no. So I think that what they need to do now is buckle down and work together, all members of the board as well as the administrators who remain, and quickly make a plan.
Kathleen, what's your observation of the general public and the parents? Are they happy with the way this process is being handled?
Well, you know what? That's quite interesting because at this last meeting on Wednesday, there were some families and a district employee who basically came to the microphone during the public comment session and said to the board, "We really need you to focus on getting this job done." They felt that there had been too much indecision, even though the fact that they had the administration had submitted recommendations for schools to be closed, and on Monday night, board members came up with a list of different recommendations, and I think that people perceive that as this group not working together, and so they did publicly say that they felt that that should happen.
Kathleen, I don't mean to keep putting you on the spot, but I just appreciate your observation. Do you think that this school board is dysfunctional, or do you think they have the capability to balance this budget?
I think we'll all see that over the next over the next few weeks. I'm not sure that I can predict. You know, I think all the members of this board have their hearts in the right place for the kids. I think they are at odds as to how to achieve the best environment for the kids.
Well, yesterday you wrote Otto Bingham will stay open, Harley Franks will close. That's going to save about $300,000 as we close. You keep talking about we're nickel and diming a big time situation with the two administrators gone in June and the closing of this school. That's $500,000. We have a long way to go.
Right, there is definitely work to be done here.
Kathleen, always appreciate your take. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too.